expectation for procedure for ZBIGNIEW, last name Wojcik, Wojcik. Date of birth is 6/4/1970. Date of accident 6/29/2021. Date of service 9/9/2023. The patient is here for an evaluation. Actually, he's here for a procedure called interlaminar cervical epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, with steroid and dexamethasone and marker, as well as number two is epidurogram. The patient has been involved in an automobile accident on 6/29/2021. Since then, he has been having severe pain in the neck and lower back. Neck pain has been quite severe, seven to eight most occasions, and radiating to the right arm with motor weakness of the right arm. He underwent a surgery for L5-S1 area prior to coming to advanced pain care. After speaking to the neurosurgeon, it is decided that no surgery is needed for the patient at this time. The patient has been insisting and requesting to get some injections to the cervical spine so he can feel better. In addition to T6-7, he has a severe spasm of the central disc with the pressure on bilateral exiting C7 nerve roots. And also, there's a herniated disc at C5-6, C6-7, C4-C5. The cervical epidural steroid injection is indicated. It is expected to bring relief in the pain, improve the ADLs, and decrease the need for surgery. He also has a herniated disc at T4-T5 and T5-6. It's believed that the single epidural injection should be able to help all those areas. The procedure was done according to the protocol. Patient tolerated the procedure very well and walked out with stable vital signs. Thank you.